won't even have to think about that. Well, first off, can you tell me a little bit about where you were born?
I was born at Seneca Ridge Farm in Edgewood in September 13, 1900.
Was that the home of your father and mother?
Yeah, that was my father and mother's home.
Where was that located?
In Edgewood. Under the farm, about 2 miles from Edgewood.
Is it still standing now?
Yeah.
Is it?
The house is. But all the rest of the stuff that took down, the built that, all those houses and everything around it.
And who was your father and mother?
Herman W. Hansen was my father. Mm-hmm. And Amelia Hansen was my mother, and she died when I was very young. And my father was a farmer, and he was a canner, and served in the House of Delegates. And I stacked his desk that I had that he used when he was in the House of Delegates.
And what sort of man was he like? What do you remember about him?
Wonderful. Good. Generous.
Did he like the farm?
Yeah, he liked. Of course, he didn't do a whole lot on the farm. They always had men working on it, stuff like that.
What did you have to on the farm? What kinds of things did you grow?
Well, they grew corn, wheat, tomatoes, and that's what he had used in the canning house was tomatoes. And the corn and stuff was food for the cattle.
And let's see, what do you remember about growing up on the farm? What was it like?
Well, we had to walk to school for one thing. It was 2 miles. And our school was just a little one-room schoolhouse, and we had to carry the water from the spring for the school, and had to go outside to the restrooms. We used slate pencils and slates. Once in a while we had to get paper, but that wasn't very often. We had one stove in the middle of the room for heat in the winter. And that's about all.
And let's see, in your family, were you how many brothers and sisters had you?
I had 2 brothers, 5 sisters. 4 sisters, rather. Five counting me.
And what was it like? Were you all sort of close to the same ages?
Pretty well. I was a little off. My brother Earl and I, we were a good bit younger than the rest of them. And we were close. And sometimes he would drive to school, and I could go with him. And we was going out the road one day, and when we went past Lance's, they was running a motor, cutting something. And the horse got frightened, and you run away. And I was holding one line, and my brother the other, trying to stop him. And he says, "We can ride as fast as he can run." But we changed our mind. We couldn't ride that fast. So he said, "Let's ditch it." And I let go my line, and when I did, I went out of the buggy on my head.
Oh, no.
But it didn't hurt me any. Hmm. So we got straightened out and went to school. That's all over with.
Mm-hmm. Did you have chores on the farm that each one of you had to do?
Not me. I didn't. I was the baby. I didn't have anything to do.
Oh. Did you make a lot of your own things on the farm that you didn't have to go and buy? You could just make them.
Well, we had our old meat that used to butcher the pigs, and then we'd make sausage and scrapple and stuff, and made our own lard. And that, of course, we had to trim all the fat off the meat and cook it to a certain temperature and put it through a lard press. Mm. And then you turn that press down, you get the lard coming out clear as a crystal.
Mm.
And we had a lot of fruit trees and big garden. We used to can a little bit of some of the vegetables and the fruit. And we put the apples down in the cellar. And they'd keep all winter, just as good as could be.
Hmm. Was the farm very fertile to get all these variety of things?
Oh, yeah. It's really good.
Hmm. Do you remember, were there a lot of farms around, you know, in Edgewood at that
time? Yeah, there were a lot of farms around there then, but none now.
Hmm.
We used to have a man came around, was a butcher, and he used to come around a wagon, two horses. And he had different kinds of meat that we could buy. He'd come around about twice a week. And he had all his tools and there, and his scale he would hang up to mm-hmm. weigh the stuff.
Were there other peddlers and things that would come around?
Oh, they used to have some peddlers come around once in a while, but I don't remember much about them.
Mm-hmm. At your home, how would you fix the meals? I guess you didn't have a modern stove like what we do today.
What stove?
Uh-huh. What kind of
wood stove? And then at some time we used to have a coal stove. And we used to have fun in the fall. My brother and I'd go out and get chestnuts. We had a lot of chestnut trees around here then, but they all got to blight and die.
Mm.
And we used to roast them and cook them in salt wood. That's the way I liked them.
Mm.
They were really good.
And let's see, I guess you didn't have electricity at the beginning on your farm.
No, we had wool lights and wool gloves to wash every day and fill them up with wool. And then later on, my father had carbide. They used to have a big tank in the cellar with water. And ever so often, this carbide would go in and somehow, I don't know how, but that would make gas. And they were just like gas lights.
Hmm.
And that was a relief to get away from wool lights.
What about a windmill? Did you have one of those?
We had a windmill that pumped the water to the house. We had a big tank in the attic, the third floor. We used to pump the water up in that tank, and that would give us pressure for the water downstairs through the house.
Was that something that you... I would think that not everybody would have had one of those.
Oh, no. That's the only one I think had water in the house.
That must have been pretty nice to have that.
Yeah.
Let's see, on your farm, what kind of animals did you have? Did you have any animals?
We had cows, and they used to ship milk, and they had to take it down to Edgewood in these 5-gallon cans and take it down to the station at St. Gallimer on the train. And we had horses, and I had my horse. Dearest thing ever lived. I used to ride do an awful lot of riding. Most every day I'd ride. And then my father bought me a riding skirt that I thought was really something cool. But now they have a nice riding pants and all that kind of stuff. But I couldn't wear pants. I had to wear the skirt.
Did people frown on women riding horses? I mean, was there a little bit of that?
No, I don't, not that I know of.
As long as you could handle it, I guess.
Yeah.
What was it like to, did it take you a long time, say, to go, what kind of the roads and things, would you ride on roads or?
Yeah. Dirt roads. Wouldn't be so much fun now with all these hard roads.
And did many people have buggies and things?
Yeah. And in winter time we had a lot of snow. And I remember one time the snow was so deep that you couldn't see the fences down across the field. And that would stay on the ground most of the winter. We used to have nice hills that we could sled ride on. And then we had a big sleigh that we hooked horses to, and a lot of sleigh bells on the horse. And of course, when the horse would go a little bit fast, they'd ring that much louder and that much harder. And that was really thrilling.
Where would you go when you, on your sleigh?
Oh, we could go most any place because there wasn't any cars or anything we had to worry about.
Let's see, did you have any chickens on the farm?
Yeah, we had chickens for our own use, for eggs, for meat. Then we used to have a big ice house. It was a big hole dug that was finished off inside with a roof on it. And they used to cut great big pieces of ice off the pond and store it in that building, and that would last most of the summer. And we used to make a lot of homemade ice cream.
Now, where was the pond?
Down across the field, down in the bottom a little bit. It was a big pond. We used to fish out of it. And one time it was getting late in the spring and we were skating. And I said to my brother, he said, that's not going to hold you, Dave. And I said, oh, when it cracks, it's strong. I said, but when it breaks, it's gone. And down I went. And by the time I got up to the house, my skirt was just roasted.
Ooh.
But I never even caught a cold.
Hmm. Let's see. How did you skate on the pond? I mean, did you have...
We used to skate, but lots of times we'd have these bad snowstorms and that would cover the ice up, and then we'd have to clean that off and make pads to skate on.
Mm.
And people all from around Magnolia and all used to come down there and go skating. And we had a little far on bank and lanterns to light. It was fun.
How did you meet your husband?
He was, I met him through my friend in Baltimore. And he was in World War I. And then he came out here to work on the arsenal, and I worked on the arsenal.
Mm.
And he was very active in American Legion along Post 17. And he was commander of his post, and then later he was state commander of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of traveling going around.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter then, she was just a kid. We used to drag her along. We had to go to New York. But the one time we was up in Cumberland, and we went out to dinner, my husband had all his white uniform and other thing on, and the waitress upset a cup of coffee. You remember that, huh?
Yeah. Let's see. I wondered if you might say something about when. Do you remember when they bought the land for the arsenal?
I don't remember too much about that. My brother Earl never can really fill you in on that.
Mm. Had you ever been on that land? You know, when it was just regular farms and things.
Oh yeah, we always used to have. Picnics down on the arsenal. We catch crabs and make crab soup and everything. We had some beautiful beaches down in that arsenal. It was then, I don't know what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really pretty beaches.
Mm. And then what did you do on the arsenal?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I worked in the gas news factory.
Mm.
My husband, he was assistant superintendent of the electric company. And I was the head power sewing machine operator in the mass factory.
Mm.
And 1945, I think it was when I resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And just stayed home.
Let's see, the gas mask that you made, let's see, was that used in the World War I and things?
No, that's been World War II.
Two. Yeah, two. Mm-hmm. Let's see, were there a lot of people down there working on our
school? Oh, yes, there was an awful lot of people down there.
Hmm. And how did you make the gas mask? Was it in an assembly line or anything?
Yeah, worked on an assembly line.
Hmm.
We had one machine that put in the the lenses on the eyes, and they had mouthpieces with flutter valves on them. I'd go to bed. And then they had a straps with the headpiece. The straps came to hold the gas mask on. And then they had a hose that led to, went to a canister where the fresh air would come in.
And then did they test them?
Well, that was just something extra that they, a man that used to design them. Gas mask. He designed a little mask for kids. A Mickey Mouse. I still have that all held a piece of it.
And what was that made like? How was it?
Made just like a gas mask, only the face piece was shape of Mickey Mouse.
And who used them?
Well, they just made them. I don't think they weren't used by the men. And we never had any cause for men here to use them. So it was just something extra.
Do you remember what it was like during the war? Were people, you know, really concerned that, you know, we might have been invaded or something?
I don't think so. Because I guess around here we didn't pay much attention to it. I know I didn't.
Did this area feel the effect of the Depression very much? Do you remember what it was like?
No, I don't. But I know it was bad, but it didn't affect me in the way I remember.
What do you remember as a child, what was the village of Edgewood like?
I guess it had two stores in it. And I guess 8 or 10 houses as you go into the, and then at the other end, you'd go down, you'd be to the station, and then our old doctor used to live right down at the end of that. And there, at first, doctors used to come to the house with driving horses. And then he had a car. It had high wheels on it like a buggy, and just a seat on it. Remember that. And then my sister's, oldest sister's husband, he bought a car. And it had the car all right, but it didn't have any doors on the front. You know, you just step right in. I didn't pay too much attention to how things went along.
Well, let's see. I guess all the roads were dirt roads when they first brought the cars around here. So I guess for a while there were a few cars, but lots more horses and things, weren't there?
Well, I don't remember too much about when cars came out, to tell you the truth. I know. Remember when we had the old Model 3 Fords, because I used to drive one of them. And I tried to drive it even come along. I used to go out and run the tractor.
You did? Now, what kind of the tractors did you have on the farm?
They had plows on them, cultivators. Yeah, my lady got them that they do 4 and 5 rows at a time. They used to only do one. But that's what most of the things, I guess, I like, because I was sort of a tomboy. I used to love to be down around the barn and cows and all that kind of stuff.
Did your father want you to be more like what you think of, more of a lady and things?
He never bothered me. As long as I didn't get in any trouble, he didn't care what I did.
Hmm. Let's see. Did you always go to the Trinity Lutheran Church?
Yeah. That's right down the road here. Yeah.
Hmm.
Still not the old church that I played in.
Where was that?
It was a little wooden church. It sat up on a little thing like. And we were down there one night at choir practice. And we smelled smoke. And my organ was here. And right underneath it, that was sort of a basement, and it was caught on fire and burned a church down.
Mm.
And got the other one. And then they built that big stone church. And they got too small now. They have a big, larger church then.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now that you live sort of in this is the old Joppa area, I guess, was it hard for you to, when you married your husband, did you stay in Edgewood or did you come out here?
Well, we were married in 1935 and we bought this place.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lived here ever since.
Hmm.
My daughter was born right in that front bedroom.
Is that right?
This is the only place she's ever lived.
Huh. Well, now, when you first came out here, what was the area like? Was this a big farm that before?
It was a farm, but my sister had her place right next door, and that's how we come to build here.
Uh-huh.
Because there was an old schoolhouse across the road, dirt road.
Now, let's see, was this the always Route 7 out in front of here?
Philadelphia Road, they used to call it, and then it was Route 7. And it's always been there.
Hmm. Well, now, has Route 40 all, can you remember when there wasn't any Route 40?
Yeah.
So, were you living here when?
No, that I don't remember.
Hmm.
Was it?
Hmm. Well, some people said that it used to be you had to use Route 7 for people from Baltimore and Washington going up to Philadelphia.
Hmm.
So it was a lot.
Yeah, they had to do that.
Hmm. So I guess there was more traffic on it than now. Maybe?
Oh. An awful lot of traffic going in there.
Mm.
We wanted to go to Baltimore, but we always had to take train.
Mm. Which train would you take?
Down to Pennsylvania Railroad.
Now, what was that like, going down to Baltimore on the train?
It was nice.
How long would it take?
It didn't take very long. Of course, we went on accommodations and they'd stop at every little place that was going on down the road.
Huh.
And then they used to get off at Biddle Street, I remember that.
Did you do much trips like into Bel Air or up to Aberdeen?
No, I never. Not until later years.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a drive to Bel Air.
Hmm. Let's see, I wondered about Joppa. Do you remember what Joppa was like before they built Joppa Town and all that?
Well, this side of the railroad, still a couple of old houses down there that was near. And it was a store down there.
Mm-hmm.
And a post office, and that's all.
Hmm. let's see, and then Magnolia, was there very much there?
Just the same little village like Edgewood was.
Hmm.
It had a store and a station. The trains used to stop there.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I run out of questions. I see by the sewing machine, have you been sewing for a long time? You remember when they first brought out the sewing machines?
No.
Have they always had them?
I guess I think they have, because I imagine Singer, that's an awful old phone. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's before my time or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, now...
But I never saw a machine like that till I went down to work, went down the arsenal, and that's the kind of machines we used to have.
Mm.
Of course, we had an awful lot of different ones. We had zigzaggers and buttonholers and button sewers and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But I never had anything to do with the sewing machine till I went down the arsenal.
Hmm. Did you ever, were there people having boats around here that would go out in the Bush River and things?
Not that I remember, until later years. Mm-hmm. Of course, they have them now.
Mm-hmm.
All around. But then they used to have a little rowboat. That's about all I remember in the boat.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go down to, like, Willoughby Beach area and things like that?
We went to Willoughby Beach, but not very often.
Mm.
When I used to go down Longwater, we always went free to go down the arsenal when they had farms down there. That was all farms down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go down there long for a beach.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Did you feel sort of isolated here from the rest of the world, or did you think you had a good awareness of what was going on with things?
I don't want to hear about everything that's going on, but it never interested me too much.
Was Edgewood, did it have a lot of community spirit? Did they do things?
Well, not much. I know we always used to have, they used to have festivals and stuff like that.
Now, what were they like?
Used to have strawberry festivals. They'd have cake, and then they'd have ice cream and strawberries. And then they'd have fancy tables and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Hmm. Now, who would sponsor that?
The church would hold them to make, you know, in order to make some money.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Let's see, what about, did you have a lot of, you were talking about a lot of snow in the winter, and what about in the summer? Did it get real hot and have droughts and things sometimes?
I don't remember that. It was hot, but it was never too hot for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had much I had to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the farm, who did most of the work with the, you know, raising the crops and things?
My brothers.
Hmm.
And then they had, used to have hard men.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have an old thrashing machine. You used to come around and thrash a wheat in the fall. And we had a cook for about 10 or 12 men.
Mm.
I didn't have to do it, but I know we done it.
Mm-hmm. Were there certain things that they wanted you to learn as a young girl, you know, while you were growing up, like sewing and cooking and things?
I never had too much interest in that.
Mm.
I used to take music lessons. My oldest sister was a teacher, and she taught me how to play.
Mm. Now, how did she get her training?
She had to go to Baltimore and train. She went to the Peabody Conservatory of Music.
Mm.
And she had to go on training. But that was a 4-month time.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Amelia Litchfield.
And then she taught you to play. What did she teach you to play?
Piano.
Mm. And then was that how you became to play at the church?
Yeah. Later years.
Mm-hmm. Did you have recitals as you were playing, or, you know?
Well, we always used to have Christmas programs and Easter programs like that, special.
Mm-hmm.
Special music.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What were some other, what other kinds of things did you do to enjoy yourself? What other pastimes did you like do?
Not too much. We used to play a lot of catty.
Now what's that?
Had a little piece of wood about 7 inches long, and it was sharpened off on each side. And you'd draw a circle, and you'd put that in it, and you'd take a stick and hit that catty and see how far it would go, and then you'd have to run around something like a baseball.
Oh.
And that's, we used to play a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And then we used to play in the over at the schoolhouse. That's the only thing we'd done in school. We didn't have all this football and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We used to throw a ball, have so many people get on each side, and we'd throw a ball over the school. And then if they'd catch it, they could run around the school and tag one of our members, and then we'd have to go over on that side.
Mm.
That was a big game, wasn't it? Mm.
Did you have, in your school day, did they give you a recess, or?
Yeah, we used to have a recess.
Mm. Now, what would happen at lunchtime? I guess you didn't have a cafeteria at your school.
No, we didn't have anything to eat. If we wanted, we had to take our own lunch.
Mm.
And then sometimes if you wouldn't take your lunch, you'd have to go down a little grocery store and buy something. They didn't serve lunches, you had to buy like about a 5-cent box of crackers and a little bit of a can of sardines. And of course, they had candies and cake and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to buy it, and you only had an hour to go down and get something to eat and come back.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a lot of friends around that were your neighbors, or was it more through your church that you met people?
Well, we used to have the boy and a girl that used to live on the in the house on the farm, and we used to play together a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But outside of that, we didn't have much activity.
Mm-hmm. Have a lot of the people that you grew up with stayed around Edgewood?
I don't remember where any of them were. Mm. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of them that I used to be close friends with that's passed away.
Mm. Do you remember when people started getting telephones in their homes?
Yeah.
What was that like? Did you?
Well, we mostly always had a telephone at home.
Hmm.
But the only place that would go to would be to two or three farmhouses that was around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really don't remember when the real telephones came in.
Hmm.
But I know we always had that one from farm to farm.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, did they have a newspaper that you'd be able to, did you have the Aegis, or did they have newspapers for you to keep up with what was going on?
I imagine they did, but I didn't pay attention. We had to go to Edgewood to get our mail.
Mm.
We had the mail delivery.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take our mail to Edgewood to mail.
Mm.
Sounds like the clock's wrong.
Let's see. Now, you said that your husband was active in the American Legion.
Yeah.
What kind of activities do you remember that they were involved in doing? What would they do?
They used to... I don't remember much anything that they did to outside. They had dances. Used to go to the dances down there.
Hmm. And, Was he a member of the one, let's see, Post 17, now that's in Edgewood?
Still down there.
Let's see. Was he involved with the building of the one?
He was involved in the building when they built the new church. He was one of the active members that got it started when they enlarged it. And then before it was all completed, he was got sick, and then he got him. Daddy said he had finished the story.
Were there a lot of people that were members of the Legion?
Yeah, they had quite a few that were members. Yeah, he was got started when we got to get an ambulance to have them, and they had the ambulance, and then they had a baseball team, and that field down there back of the Legion was named from my husband, Carmen Field.
Mm.
But I don't think that's there anymore.
How did you keep warm when you were on your sleigh rides?
We used to have a lot of blankets. We had lanterns then, cold oil lanterns. We used to put one of them under the blankets down around the feet. That would keep us warm.
Mm.
now it would be a terrible, dangerous thing to do. But we did it, and nothing ever happened.
Hmm. Did you have cold winters?
Yeah, we had really cold winters.
Hmm.
Then they had a tornado one time that came through there and took down barns. I think it was 3 barns right down from us that it took down. It didn't phase out.
Hmm. Did the farming, was it scientific, or how did they go about doing all, you know, did they use, sometimes you think about farmers using legend kinds of stuff, you know, they plant by the moon and stuff like that. Did they do that?
I don't know. If they did, I didn't know anything about it.
And did they have insecticides and the kinds of chemicals and things?
I don't remember what they were, but they have.
Now, you said your father had a canning house?
Uh-huh.
Now, what was that like? Do you remember much about that?
Oh, that was fun for me. Because I used to go down there and watch the people peel tomatoes. And we used to take tomatoes and dump them in a big tank and dip them in hot water. And then put them on the table when these women used to peel them. Peel one before you could blink an eye.
Hmm.
And then they had the, when they peeled them, they would pack them in cans, and they went through a machine, put the tops on.
What label would they go out under?
Queen Bran, I think.
Hmm.
I remember them.
Mm-hmm. And where did the people, were they local people that would help peel them?
No, my father used to go to Balmer, and he had a man in there that would get, there's certain people that used to go out every summer, you know, work band out. And this foreman he had would get help. And they'd come out, and they had a little shanty like in the back of the cannon house where they used to live. And cook outside.
Hmm.
And I used to like to go down there and watch, but that wasn't a very good idea. My father didn't think. But I used to go down there anyway. Every chance I got, I'd go down and watch.
Well, now.
That wasn't too often because he didn't approve of me being down around there.
Now, your brother called them Bohemians.
Yeah.
Were they immigrants and things?
No, they were down around someplace down at the bottom of Baltimore somewhere.
And were they English speaking? Or
yeah. At least all I knew spoke English.
Hmm. And let's see. How long did that canning house operation continue?
A couple months in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used to have in the wintertime, they used to have a man work down there most time putting labels on cans.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I don't know what became.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if the tomatoes wore out the soil very much.
Well, they used to fertilize every year.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
You said that your father was a member of the House of Delegates. Do you remember when he was, you know, he ran and all?
No, I don't remember anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's a little sticker in that desk. Compliments of Herman W. Hansen, House of Delegates.
Hmm.
It's about faded out now.
Was he sort of a leader, would you say, in the community, you know, to do things and all?
I don't remember.
Oh, now, I wondered about the barn loft that you had.
We had a bank barn. The barn was down on the side of the hill and the top. We used to keep the hay and everything up in there. And I don't know what it was. My brother done something that made me mad. And he was down there with this hole, and I shoved him down. And then I went up the house crying my eyes out, and I shoved Buzz down the hole, and he didn't come back. I thought he had to come back. But it didn't hurt. Only thing, it was a bad cow down there, and he was afraid to get up. That's about the only bad thing I ever done. But I was really worried. Right.
Well, having a large family like you did, was it hard to, I mean, I guess it was the only thing you knew, but what was it like growing up in a house full of so many children and all?
I don't remember too much of that when we were all little. Because my brother Earl, his son Mo, was 2 years older than I was, and then it was the gap up between the my sisters, they were all older.
Did they help to take care of you?
Yeah. And I used to take care of the house. And then after they all got married, then the father, he remarried again, one of his old childhood sweethearts. And she was just wonderful to me. She couldn't have been any better than me. It was hard for us to take, I guess, because I remember Earl and I walking around out in New York trying to figure if we could call her Mom. But we did, and we couldn't have had a better mother than she was to us. Never would let me wash dishes. Of course, that hurt my feelings.
Well, now, you said the one sister, she was a music teacher, and then what did the other ones?
The other ones took up the nursery, I think. And I had my sister Ruth, and I, we never done anything. Of course, after a mother died, things like that died out. I forget what Aunt Irene was. She took up something, but I don't know what.
Well, now, when I was talking with her, she had written poetry. Did you know that she wrote some poetry about the farm?
No.
She did. She wrote.
All I remember about she did, she always had her head stuck in the book someplace.
Let's see. Well, what about Emmerd and Earl?
Well, Earl was, Earl was going to high school, and he had to get on a train and go to Hammerfest to go to high school. But I don't remember much about him, but what he did.
Thank you.
my daughter, but she married. And they lived here for a while, but all the time. And my son-in-law, Funky Morkowski, he's been so good to me. He takes care of all the outside and everything. And I have three grandchildren. Bonnie and Hayden and Charles Bukowski. They call him Chuck. And little Renee, she still goes to school down in middle school down in Edgewood. And I have two great grandchildren. Chad Edward Hayden and Matthew Edward Murkowski. And they keep me pretty busy thinking about them. I don't see too much of them, but and I'll be taking care of the whole place. There's an awful lot on me because I wouldn't have knew where to start when my husband passed away, because I never had to do anything. And then my daughter here, she does it, and my granddaughter takes care of my shopping for me. So now I can just take life easy.
Of all the experiences that you had in growing up here in Edgewood, what is there anything that you really miss about, you know, the way things have changed and all? Is there anything that you miss?
The only thing I miss was you never used to lock a door. Never had to lock a door. And now you have to be afraid to turn around. Keep your doors locked and everything. Yeah. Not quite as peaceful around here as it used to be. Of course, that's progress, I guess. Things grow. You can't stand still, can you?
Did you ever have any idea that you know, when as you were growing up in little agricultural village, that it would become such a big...
No, I never had the least bit of idea. And it was so pretty dead around home. The house set on the hill and a great big yard. And a big house. Now it's a whole lot of old houses built all over the place.
What do you think about the some of your family, as well as farmers in Edgewood that have had to sell their farms, you know, to the developers?
I don't know, but they didn't know they wouldn't have had to sell them, I guess, if they didn't want to.
Well, now, Miss Irene had talked about a waterfall that was back somewhere that she used to get to go to. Do you remember if you'd ever remembered a waterfall out in Edgewood, somewhere in Edgewood, around maybe the meadows?
Unless it was down around the pond someplace. Maybe. They had it before.
And did you have pretty good water on the farm?
Yeah, real good water.
Yeah, I guess you had to go to a spring?
No, we didn't have to go to the spring. We had it pumped out of the spring right up to the house. Of course, most of the people around there had to carry the water. Even to do the wash. We had the water, but we still had wash clothes on a washboard. We didn't have any wash machine to because later on we had a washing machine, had a motor underneath of it. Now they're just like a piece of furniture.
Did people always wash on Monday? Like
most of the time. That's still kind of happy with me. I still like to wash on a Monday. Mm.
Do you remember any kind of were people superstitious?
Can you think of that? I never was.
Did they ever have any legends or stories about things around, you know, ghosts or any kind of thing like that?
No, I don't think so.
One thing I wondered about is, since a lot of the farmers, they didn't get a chance to see each other too much, would they ever say, like, come to a place to talk and meet, like at a mill or at a store or something like that?
Not that I know of. The only way they used to talk, I think, is if when they take the milk down or do some kind of stuff like that. And I was never in on any of that.
Do you think farming was a good kind of life or a hard life or what?
It used to be harder, but then they got all this equipment. Even when I was young, when they used to cut hay, they didn't unload it by hand. We had a great big hay fort in the top of the barn.